Hey there, hey, and thank you for tuning in to this Monday pod of Born to Be a Star. Today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your power. Today is a day and another opportunity for you to recognize your power, your star power. First of all, it's the beginning of the day, you're looking in the mirror, and you should be saying to yourself three words. Yes, I can. Get up, go to work, be energetic, get things done, be a team player. Yes, I can. Learn a new language. Yes, I can. Try some new food. Yes, I can. Move. Yes, I can. Travel. Yes, I can. Learn how to play chess. Yes, I can decide I want to do things different or change my mind. Yes, I can decide I want to read a new book. I want to paint a wall, or I want to find a new piece of jewelry at a jewelry store. The answer to that is yes, you can. Following the yes, you can is the never give up. Because if you love anyone and you love yourself, how can you give up on that? You have to persevere through the difficulty to get back to the good. And sometimes life isn't easy. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Sometimes things we want to go our way doesn't. But that doesn't mean you give up. That just means you focus harder so you can get to where you want to be. Following the never give up is the why not today, because we all know procrastination and indecisiveness are the enemies of our success. Waiting too long to make a decision, taking too long to get things done, putting your life on the back burner is only going to lead you in one direction, nowhere. You cannot put off today for tomorrow, and you can't say you're going to do things and then never do them. Don't be those people. Be someone that plans effectively and organizes so you can get things done at the correct way, and so you're not always waiting. That's the important thing to do. Moving on from the mantra, I want to add something different to the podcast. You know, when it comes to politics and when it comes to me expressing myself, I don't have a problem doing that. But today is the first day of Holy Week, and I want to add a Christian element to the podcast. I am a firm believer in Jesus Christ. I am a Catholic. I go to parish every Sunday, and I'm a part of our parish team. I am a greeter. I am on the gardening team, and I am a voice in the choir. And I know that might not sound like big deals, but in our parish, it kind of is. I am so lucky, so blessed, and so honored to be a part of my church, St. Peter, St. Peter Claver, and all those that are a part of parishes and churches everywhere should be empowered to love God. So I want to start off this new part of the podcast and this new segment by just asking or saying something. Today I'm grateful for listening to others that might not have anyone to listen to them. Today I'm grateful for laughing and smiling and having a good time. And today I'm grateful for being a person that's willing to let go of negativity and a bad situation, and just to focus on the good. I'm grateful that God has given me the Holy Week ahead for me to really push myself even closer to the people that are connected in our church. And I'm mostly excited about my new nephew coming, and my new nephew or niece coming, and definitely being a good auntie and being someone that my sisters can rely on. I'm grateful. And I hope you're grateful too. Thank you, Jesus, for all you do for me every day, for being my Lord and Savior, and always hearing me, even when I don't think you can hear me. That is why I'm grateful. Moving on from the gratefulness to the politics, let's get to No Media Allowed, No Media Allowed, No Media Allowed, because that was the light of us anyway. Breaking news. They have knocked the doors down to Puff Daddy's houses because he's doing some sort of sex ring. No doubt, probably. Looks like Letitia James and that creepy judge in New York are going to be mad because Donald Trump has a lot of cake from his company going public. So there's that. Good for him. And in other news, the president of Mexico told Biden that he has some requests. And Biden should say one thing to him. No. But he's not. Also, the House committee can't talk to Hunter Biden's friend that buys his crappy artwork because he's on the no talk to list. Why is that? I don't know, but we'll find out. I think Trump is doing exceptional, right? He's got all these people on him like heat in the night. And he's doing a great job of persevering through the difficulty, the chaos, and the insanity, right? Through the hell that is just left before him. And before I get into the next part of the conversation, I just want to tell President Donald Trump, my only president, sir, I'm so grateful for everything that you've instilled in me, given me the power to see my power, to see the importance of family and love and the contributions to the middle. I am part of the middle class, and I'm part of the working class in America, and my family means everything to me. And having Donald Trump as a president really provided me and my husband and our family with an opportunity to recognize how lucky we are. I'll always be grateful having Donald Trump as president, and I cannot wait till he returns it back into that White House, because when he goes back to that White House, to that office, we'll know we're safe. So I just wanted to send him a sweet treat and commend him and give him a little more power so he can continue to fight for us, because he is the only person we have fighting for us. No one else is. Electric infrastructure fails, yet they keep trying to say we need electric cars. But how's that going to work? They didn't build the infrastructure for it. Failure. Climate change lies. So now there was some dude talking to John Kennedy that was on there talking about green energy, but he didn't know a lot of questions like, how's this going to affect the ozone layer? Or why are we going to pay money to something and we don't have the numbers of how it's going to work? And basically, he was claiming that it's important for us to think about the future, and this is going to preserve something for him. He was a complete idiot and a dumb skull. So if these people are going to be the people showing up to these conversations, it's going to be fun to watch them fail. Energy production. What energy production? Does the United States want to just fail? The stuff that they're implementing and they're doing doesn't make any sense. It's seriously idiotic. Those lost in Moscow were lost to the CIA. And the CIA definitely blew up the pipeline. And the CIA is definitely in control of a lot of things we wouldn't expect. That wasn't an accident. ISIS didn't accidentally kill those people. They did that as some sort of message to Russia. But I only think it's going to make matters worse, not better. Do you know what you've done now? You're making it easier for them to win. Like, I've been saying this for months, if not longer than that, probably a year at this point. Russia has already won. It's over, right? We're just lying to ourselves and pretending like they didn't. And Skip had a point that NATO would be the only one that could beat Russia, but I'm not sure about that. I think that this relationship between China and Russia and Syria and all these other countries is a conflict to America. And the more we side with Ukraine, we're not helping ourselves. Conservative justices keep getting attacked. Like, look how they attack the justices. And they don't like the idea that the majority of the justices are conservative. And they don't agree with all this left crap. So now they want to replace them and say rude things about them. I don't think that's going to help them. The DOJ is coming for our guns, so we need to find a way to fight against them. Just like they're coming for the kids in the school, they're coming for the guns in your house too, man. They want to make it illegal for you to have a weapon, even though that's the only way to protect yourself, especially if you live in a predominantly like smaller area with less people on like farmlands, or the people that are the farmers of the United States of America. What's their protection? What? if they don't have weapons, what are they supposed to use? I mean, I have more questions than answers, but I always have more questions than answers with these idiotic people that are in charge. Like, it's like a comedy. It's a comedy show for the New York Times. One, no one reads the New York Times. It's more so like a joke booklet than anything else. Moving on from politics to the main part of the conversation, switching your style is up to you. If you decide you want to wear more black than white, go for it. If you decide you want to wear one style over another, then do it. I told you I'm still going with my Paris, New York thing, and I'm still going to keep that up, even though I don't really want to be in New York at all, because it's a nightmare. But I still like the style of it all, so I'm going for it. Different shapes and different colors. As we get into spring, I'm going to be wearing more dresses and more comfy clothes. What makes you original is not being like everybody else. Don't be a sheep. Be who you are. Expensive taste is a bad taste. Like, I think I'm like a Kardashian. Like, I want designer things. I want Balenciaga. I want Chanel. I want Ferragamo. I want Fendi. I want nice stuff, right? I want to go out and eat, and I want nice stuff. Lobster, shrimp, like expensive things. And I can't help that. I'm sorry I'm not a dollar menu person. I can't be that person, and I don't think I've ever been that person. Doesn't mean I won't eat off the dollar menu, but it means I'm not a dollar menu person. I'm not a dollar store person. If I need a card, I don't go to the Dollar Tree. I just go to CVS. I don't care if it costs $5. I don't even want to be in a dollar store. First of all, it's not a dollar store anymore. And second of all, have you been in that store? It's not really appealing. I don't even think I've ever been in a Dollar General. Now, I have been in the Dollar. I've been in a Dollar Tree and I've been in the Dollar Store. But I've never been in a Dollar General. I'm just not into those stores like that. I do have expensive taste, and there's no medication to fix it, except for buying more expensive pretty things. That's the only thing to make me feel better. So far, with straight hair, I'm loving it. It is extremely easy to style and do. And I haven't washed my hair in a week because I don't think I'm going to wash it again until I go to the hairdresser back on Saturday. I'm getting streaks on Saturday. We'll see how that goes. Honestly, I'm excited. I like it. I was looking for something different, and I was tired of the curls. I had been curly for so long, and after a while, I want to switch things up. That's why the name of the podcast was Switching Up Your Style. I always need to switch up my style. I cannot stay doing one thing too long because it drives me insane. I just feel like if I'm doing that, I'm going crazy. So having the ability to change things up makes me feel like I can breathe. Moccasins. I love moccasins, right? Whether it's the boat type of moccasins or just regular type of moccasins, especially like loafers and flats. I like comfy shoes. I'm not a hill person. I like comfy shoes. Moving on from the main part of conversation, let's get into watching things. Wheel of Fortune is going to have Ryan Seacrest soon, so we better enjoy all these episodes with our Pat before he's gone. Every time I watch Wheel of Fortune, Skip always figures out what they're saying before the people on the show, so it's kind of interesting and fun to watch it. I don't think a lot of people win the prizes, but it's kind of interesting watching them. Some of the people are really good and some of them are really bad. How good do you have to be to like get on the show? I kind of want to investigate it and see. We'll get back to you on that one. Shark Tank. I think most of the ideas on Shark Tank now are completely woke and insane, but it's still an interesting show to watch. Halo, that's on Amazon, looks okay. Dinner Party Diaries, Amazon. Hunger Games, I still haven't watched it yet, but I want to. Red Queen, Teen Wolf, Binge. So I feel like I'm going to watch all the seasons of Teen Wolf and then the movie on Amazon at some point when I get to it. We'll see what happens. The Supernatural hype. What happened to the Supernatural hype? The CW used to be good with creating shows like that. They had Supernatural. I mean, they had Vampire Diaries, they had the originals, they had all these shows that had something to do with Supernatural, including Supernatural. And then they just stopped. So, like, I don't know what happened. Is it on a comeback? Hopefully it is, because I love Supernatural shows, and we'll see what happens. horror should scare you. Why do people say they don't like horror because they don't like scary things? That's the main reason I like horror, because I'm hoping that there's actually a scary movie that's going to scare me. For the majority of scary movies, I can always tell what's happening and I'm not scared. So when I'm looking for a horror movie, I'm actually looking for like a horror movie to like freak me out. Now, there have been a couple of them that have really scared me, like Conjuring. The first Conjuring me freaked me out. Paranormal Activity, the last three of them scared the shit out of me. There's a bunch of movies like Rosemary's Babies, The Exorcist. There's a bunch of like The Omen with that creepy little boy. Those kind of movies are really like scary. Like Pet Sematary, the idea that you could place a dead body somewhere and it just rises up. Anything that has to do with like spirits and the idea that that could be taken over by an entity, I find that more scary than like a stab movie, like Friday the 13th or Crystal Lake, or like Jason Voorhees or Freddy Krueger. But Freddy Krueger is kind of scary because he can attack you in your dreams and you can die in your dream and you die in real life. I think some of those things are scarier, like the ability for someone to attack you on a plane where you're not awake. That is kind of fearful and scary to me. But I think scary movies and horror should be scary. I don't think it should be funny. I think it should be scary. So you can find me on Shudder looking for scary things to watch. Outside of that, let's get the food. Today's for the meal prep, I had lots of vegetables that were really good, and chicken and rice, and I ate all of it and there was nothing left and it was absolutely delicious. I think there was tomatoes and squash and rice and chicken, and it was really good and I liked it. Brussels sprouts and bacon. I saw a video for it on Pinterest and it looked okay. So you take the Brussels sprouts, you spread them out on a piece of foil in a pan, and then you top them with olive oil, and then you cook off bacon, chop it up into pieces, crumble it over it, put it in the oven about 10 minutes, done. Very easy, very quick, very flavorful. Low carb feta pasta, basically. So you're finding low carb feta, make a little sauce, doom, done. More water, less syrup, meaning more water, less soda. If you start the day with water and you end the day with water, you're doing good. We need to be at least drinking like 84 ounces of it a day. The more you drink, the better you feel. Pizza Hut or Domino's? Pizza Hut, that's an easy. But if Domino's is near you and a Pizza Hut isn't, see what Domino's has. Skip doesn't really like it, but I don't think it's that bad. But he's like, nah. But I don't really oppose Domino's. I just don't eat it because he doesn't like it. You know, you have to, you know, do the thing the other person likes more than whatever you think. But I don't really have anything against Domino's. But given the option between Domino's and Pizza Hut, I'd go Pizza Hut all the way. Easy shrimp and chicken lo mein. So you basically make the lo mein and then you make the chicken and the shrimp together. Cook it with soy sauce. And you're going to also want to add some like sesame sauce into that. Put that to the side. Add in the lo mein. Mix that together a little bit. Boom. I like to add wasabi onto mine. I love hot things, so don't judge me. My friends, that is the end of this Monday pod. Thank you for tuning in to Born to Be a Star. And I will see you tomorrow, same place, same time. Bye. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. See you tomorrow. Bye.